Hello, folks, and welcome back to Ruby and Banjo Tales. We bark and bark, and bark and bark and bark. Bark, 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 bark. It's Ruby and Banjo's Tales. Bark. Okay, folks, today we're going to find a new president. We have entered and a couple of people inside of our studio. Guess who's in? Today's episode might be a little shorter, maybe 19 minutes. Okay, so who's in the studio? Spots and Checkmark. Checkmark being the vice president and Spots being the president. Spots and Checkmark, Ruby and Banjo. Banjo being the vice president, Ruby being the president. Singing Fish, Pizza Guy. Now, our intestines will answer some easy what-if questions. Ruby and Banjo questions. Now, we're going to have one from Spots and Checkmark. From Quinn, from Madawan Silvergrass.
Hi, my name's Quinn, and what if Ruby, what if Banjo, got sick, and we take care of him.
If Banjo got sick, then Ruby could take care of him. I think that we could easily rule the world. Right, Checkmark?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I lost my shoe.
You don't have shoes. You're a guinea pig.
I think I lost my toy poop.
You don't have any toy poops.
Whoa.
Okay. So, yes, we would win.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, you would not win. Next question for Ruby and Banjo. You have to say it. From Quinn. Silvergrass.
Hi.
No, Quinn.
Okay. What if... is it a question?
Yeah, a question.
What if, we became horseback rider?
Well, if I became a horseback rider...
she will be a good one.
Well, if I became a horseback rider, it wouldn't be time to stop Spots and Checkmark.
That means we would win. It's not your time, Spots.
Well, I feel like I would become a horseback rider. Banjo, take it from here.
I would think she would be a good one.
Yes, she would be a good one. You guys both earned a point. Okay, so now we're going to do... Okay, Pizza Guy, you're next.
Yes, okay, you hit me with a question. Well, I think today I'm going to do this question. What if Pizza Guy lost half of his pizzas?
Well, if I lost half of my pizzas, me customers and my presidency would walk away from me like a mob walking away from another mob.
Wow. Very good question. You have got a point, and maybe you'll become the next president. But for now, you're not.
But I was already the president. I don't understand. Mamma mia, papa pia.
Okay, time for the singing fish. Quinn, do you want to do this one or do you want me?
I want that.
Okay, so...
I will hit any question.
What if Ruby Banjo win a hockey game?
If Ruby and Banjo win a hockey game, they would get a trophy, and the world would be safe from Spots and Checkmark.
I think he said... Ruby and Banjo went in there?
Oh, yes, they would do that. And okay, yeah.
You're right. Thank you for doing that. And I think you just scored yourself a point. Sydney, you're welcome for that because I know you love your little singing fish, and I hope you listen to this episode soon.
Okay, time for one more question for all of you. That means spots and check mark. Go.
What are we supposed to say, Roller?
Hit me with a question. Any question. Don't actually hit me, though.
What if Ruby and Banjo and the guinea pigs, and the guinea pigs stole chicken?
Well, if we stole chicken, they'd be useful. They would be unuseful, because we can't eat eggs. We're guinea pigs. But if we tried to, I wonder how they would taste. Sorry, spots and check mark. That did not work. Okay, Ruby and Banjo, you may get a question.
Okay, hit us with one. Hit us with the dog toy.
What if Ruby and Banjo went to the mountains?
Well,
if we went to the mountains, I think that it would be very peaceful up there.
Uh-huh, and maybe a baby came.
Banjo, Ruby's was right, but yours was wrong, so sorry, you guys don't get a point.
And wonderful baby.
Okay, time for... We are going to give the pizza guy another question.
What if pizza cut it and then he lost his pizza forever?
Well, if pizza cut it, I kind of do lose my pizza every day. Sorry. You cannot. That is not right. Now, time for the singing fish. Hit me with one.
What if the fish singed it a concert?
I actually have sung in a concert. It was in my first episode. If I sing a concert, I would rock out. Whoa, yeah. You actually got it right in a beautiful singing voice. Okay, so since she got 2 points, we'll just be pausing it for a second. That pause, we have just counted the points. Spots and check mark, 0. Oh, come on.
Why can't I get a wolf check mark?
No, sorry, we got no more.
Oh, I can't.
You're already getting picked too. Ruby and Banjo, 1 point. Pizza guy, 1 point. Oh, I was just trying to become president again. Singing fish, 2 points. Now, time for our winner. It is dramatic pause. It's really hard to do it on a podcast. And did you hear that barking? That was real Banjo.
Hello.
Okay, so our next president will be...
Are you going to make a vice president?
Yeah, she's going to have a vice president. Singing fish! Your catcher, congratulations, Singing Fish. You have actually became the world's first president fish. Not so fast, Rowan. Are you a new character? Yes, I just appeared in your mind. Shouldn't I do the contest?
I'm super guinea pig.
No, sorry, you can't. You can't get in here. You go into a different world. You go different worlds. Okay.
Oh, singing.
You leave.
Mr. Guinea Pig.
Oh, you're the vice. You can be the vice president for the fish. She actually hasn't became the president for sure. This pirate just came walking in. Tell him 2 questions, one at a time.
Okay, is it me?
Yeah.
What if eggs didn't crack?
Oi, if eggs never cracked, I couldn't have me scrambled eggs for breakfast. Or my avocado eggs. Or my eggs with tacos. That one just really started to be gross.
Oh yeah.
A, it's a normal pirate diet.
Well, I couldn't have me eggs, and chickens would be no such thing. You're right. You get a point. Next question.
What if gummies never taste good?
Well, if gummies never taste good, I would like it. Sorry. I guess the singing fish is the president and Super Guinea Pig is the vice president. Congratulations, you two.
Oh, I'm so happy. I could sing my heart away.
Okay, I popped out. Okay, now Dad popped out with Sue.
Oh, I think I could stop singing. Just kidding. That would never happen.
Yes, I know. You're a very good singer. How about you go celebrate your sweet, sweet smell of victory? And we buy you a cake.
Oh my gosh, you do that.
Yeah, I already got a cake. It's coming in 8 days.
We need it today, yay!
Here's a musical cake. I bought it for my music teacher, but
Dancing party.
I see ya!
Dancing party.
It's a dance party.
Dancing party. Are we going to do a story?
Now? No, then that was literally the story. We'll do another one.
Now I would like to say goodbye.
Oh, come on. This is a message. If you like my Ruby and Bandit Tales, make sure to subscribe to the episode. And maybe tell about it to me. And I will tell you a little secret. Most of my characters are no such thing, like Pizza Guy, Singing Fish, Super Guinea Pig, but Spots and Checkmark and Ruby and Banjo are all real. I got this idea from my friend.
Super Guinea Pig, away!
Move it, Guinea Pig.
Super Guinea Pig, no.
I got this an idea from my friend. I had these little guinea pigs, and they have mohawks, and they're a little bit of a stinker. And Calico and Black and White. So, and I thought, oh, those guys could be bad guys. And then I thought of Ruby and Banjo as my heroes. They're my little puppies. Ruby is 3 and Banjo's 2. And I started telling these stories to my friend until I listened to What If World once, and I heard this ad about Anchor. And that's how I do my podcast today. Thank you. Bye. Now, if you're wondering how I make those voices, I have a very, very good voice. Here's some horse voices I know.
Meow, meow.
Meep, meep, meow. That was a race car and roadrunner. What else do I know?
A bird.
That's an old man. And then... a chicken and a bird and an old man. Okay. Thanks for watching. And that's my brother.
I tricked you. Rowan. Bye.
You think this is done? It's me, Spotsy Smack.
Ow. It's me, Guinea. Ow.
Okay, thanks for watching. Goodbye.